From a walk-up counter, Nola Nica serves Nicaraguan soul food, like chicken with rice and beans, and some mashup dishes, like the mombacho nachos, a dish with fried plantains, and a name that makes me smile. Just a few feet away, another stand called The Bop makes Korean poke bowls with raw tuna and zucchini noodles. Around the corner, there's Pizza by the Slice at Doña, a stand that starts the morning with breakfast burritos. And within earshot, there's the eager proprietor of Baba Ganoush Cafe, urging passersby to sample the falafel on house-made pita. It could be just another day at the latest food hall. Instead, these vendors represent a new day for an old-school food court at Place St. Charles, the downtown New Orleans skyscraper. The classic food court and the modern food hall share some basic DNA, with multiple vendors all banking on clustered variety to draw hungry customers. But the food hall's evolutionary path split, emerging in recent years in sync with millennial trends of artisan aesthetics and social media-savvy marketing. The old-fashioned food court, meanwhile, has been trending toward extinction, like the shopping malls they inhabited and the department store cafeterias before them. But at Place St. Charles, in the middle of a rapidly changing downtown, the food court feels reinvigorated. There's a new design, lots more plugs for your phones, and a fresh crop of vendors. Food courts are usually the domain of chains, but all the stands here are local, owner-operated, bringing a spark of personality that's hard to find with the big brands. I was happy to rediscover this food court because it brings something to our city that's lacking, especially downtown. Quick, inexpensive street food. We just don't have enough of it when you have 10 minutes, 10 bucks, and need lunch. You could call the food court indoor street food, weatherproof. And in New Orleans these days, that's no small bonus. For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty.